We're joined now by Quinn Hillier, the veteran conservative, columnist, and commentator of national renown, who is now in Mobile, and we're going to talk to him about a few things. But since we're talking about the Kavanaugh nomination, I know early on you were an avid supporter of Judge Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. Has that changed, or are you still backing him quite avidly?
Quite avidly, but just to be clear, out of all of Trump's potential choices, Kavanaugh was only about number 12 for me. He was nowhere near my first choice, but I did think and do think he is a very good choice, extraordinarily qualified, extraordinarily well regarded until all the smear campaign started, and I do think it's an utter smear campaign.
Why is it a smear campaign?
Because there's not a scintilla of evidence that corroborates it, and there is all sorts of information to the contrary. Some of these allegations, especially the ones from this Julie Swednick lady, are so absurd as to be beneath contempt.
Well, what about the Ford story? There does seem to be some corroboration of her account.
But, no, there's not corroboration of her account. There is 30 years of not mentioning it at all. Then she goes to a couples therapist, which she now claims she went to because there was a fight over putting in a second front door, when, as a matter of fact, she put in the second front door 4 years before, and the second front door was apparently not because she felt claustrophobic. It was in order for the therapist.
All right, what about Ms. Ramirez?
Ms. Ramirez, Ms. Ramirez had to call around to numerous classmates to try to jog her own memory, and she told her own classmates she wasn't even sure that it was Kavanaugh. Even the New York Times reported that she told her own classmates she wasn't even sure it was Kavanaugh.
All right. Well, Kavanaugh appears to have had a drinking issue at times when he was young, and his composure was certainly less than what you would expect from a judge last week in his testimony. Is that understandable under the circumstances?
It is more than understandable under the circumstances. It was exactly what was needed. He spoke the truth. Look, do you know how many times Democrats have done this with judicial nominees where at the very last minute they come up with some ridiculous smear?
Would you say the same was true of Clarence Thomas, that was a ridiculous smear?
Of course it was a ridiculous smear. You want me to cite chapter and verse about
I know the guy who wrote the book that was a bestseller about Anita Hill, the real Anita Hill, David Brock. He says it wasn't a ridiculous smear. He says he made a terrible mistake. So there are
David
people
Brock
on both sides.
David Brock is a very wealthy professional leftist.
877-217-5757. We'll return and spend a bit more time with Quinn Hillier right here on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thanks for being with us on Talk Louisiana. And a reminder that this is the Fall Member Fest for WRKF. When you donate today, you'll be automatically entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to see James Taylor live in concert February 11th at the Raising Cane's River Center in downtown Baton Rouge. 855-893-9753. Quinn Hillier with us for a few more moments, and we have some people waiting in line to talk with him. Let's start with Paul in Opelousas. Paul, good morning. You're on the air with Quinn Hillier.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Quinn. Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill. Clarence was never found, I think, guilty, or he wound up being appointed. I do think Kavanaugh will get appointed, but what's the difference? What's the difference? Why the amount of outrage now versus what happened with Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas, and the relationship that they so say had was much closer, years apart. Thank you.
All right. What's the distinction between Thomas and Kavanaugh?
I'm not sure what distinction he's saying. It was a media circus then. It's a media circus now. People were outraged. It completely captivated the country, and you know, and 27 years later, you still have very strongly different sides on the Thomas Hill battle. I'm looking at a picture of myself with Clarence Thomas sitting here on my desk right now. I think he's the greatest living American. Other people think he's evil. So I'm not sure that you know that there is much of a difference, except that what Thomas was accused of is much, much less of a sin or whatever than what Kavanaugh is falsely accused of.
Dusty on Florida Boulevard. Hi, Dusty. You're on with Quinn.
Yes. thank you for taking my call. I wanted to find out what your guest has to say. I know he's been talking about you know, the Democrats being making this political. What about waiting more than 10 months when Obama nominated somebody and nothing happened?
All right. What about the Merrick Garland episode? Was that a proud moment in GOP history, Quinn Hillier?
It wasn't a proud moment in GOP history, but it was not an unprecedented moment. There were 177 Republican judicial nominees who the Democrats kept from getting even a hearing. The Democrats, Biden, Schumer, et cetera, said in the last 17 months of Bush's term that if a Supreme Court nomination opened up in the last 17 months of Bush's term, they would not give him a hearing.
All right. Well, at the end of Obama's first term, there's a federal judge here. She's now the Chief Justice in the Baton Rouge federal court, Shelley Dick. She was held up by one David Vitters. So this has been done on, at other levels, but not at the Supreme Court level. But
no,
now,
they said they would do it at the Supreme Court level. That was Schumer's rule.
Well, and John McCain said if Hillary Clinton were elected that they would just hold up any nominee for the next 4 years if they had the majority in the Senate. So
that was wrong.
Well,
that was wrong.
Okay, I guess it comes down to where we draw the line. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on with Quinn.
Good morning, gentlemen. I remind you that all the great social movements in our country the abolition of slavery, the Social Security, the women's right to vote, even prohibition, the civil rights movement, and the peace movement, all these involve women. Women have been very instrumental in getting these things done. And on the day that the Trump inauguration, 4 million people marched in the Women's March against us. So, there's change coming. Thank you.
All right. Well, the women in the Republican ranks will determine whether Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed. And right now, Quinn, it looks like Senators Collins and Murkowski will vote for Brett Kavanaugh.
I hope they do, but, you know, I will wait to see. I have great respect, especially for Susan Collins. I have consistently defended her from conservatives who say, you know, that she's wishy-washy, blah, blah, blah. No, there are some people who are legitimately moderate. It's not that they're putting their finger in the wind. It's that they have moderate viewpoints, and I will be the first to defend them, right, center, or left, as you know, because you've had me on the show a number of times. And I think she is legitimately torn. And I do think she'll probably come down for Kavanaugh, but we don't know. And if she doesn't, I will disagree with her, but I won't say that she's some kind of sellout or anything like that. I just will think she's wrong.
The other story that would be a much bigger story if it were not for the Kavanaugh episode is President Trump's finances. The New York Times and an amazing story yesterday of 14,000 words, and that was the condensed version. The headline, Trump took part in suspect schemes to evade tax bills, and the lead reads, President Trump participated in dubious tax schemes during the 1990s, including instances of outright fraud that greatly increased the fortune he received from his parents, an investigation by the New York Times has found. They're not even couching this in any kind of position that would give them wiggle room. They call it outright fraud in their lead. What do you make of this, Quinn Hilliard?
Two things. First, I have to say, because it's 14,000 words and because of all the Kavanaugh stuff, I have not had time to read the New York Times piece, but I've been waiting for somebody now for 3 years to do such a comprehensive piece on Trump's finances, because all the indications that I've had for 3 years would tend to, including a fairly deep dive myself, would tend to support the New York Times's reporting. I couldn't dot every I and cross every T. I didn't have the resources, but I don't think the New York Times, which, you know, even though it leans way left sometimes, I don't think that they would be so definitive unless they really had the goods. I look forward to reading the piece once the Kavanaugh hearings are over or vote is over, but I think Trump has a lot to worry about here.
All right, we're wrapping it up with Quinn. Let's go back to Opelousas one more time. William's been waiting patiently. William, you're on the air with Quinn Hilliard.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, the thing with me is I always hear about the conservatives being the party of family value, the Republicans, they're the party of family value, and they look like every time something negative come up, especially with sexual assault and anything, they always on the side of the one who's committing the crime. It was with Roy Moore, and now this judge hasn't done nothing wrong, but the woman has done something wrong. They investigate what she said, and they give the assaulter a free pass.
All right. Well, I think Quinn, my good friend, would say there's a big distinction between Roy Moore and Brett Kavanaugh.
I think there's a huge distinction between Roy Moore and Brett Kavanaugh. and even though I respect the caller, I have to say that that in this case, the accuser has been treated with kid gloves, and the establishment media has done very little to actually check out her claims and her credibility. But they have put Judge Kavanaugh through the ringer, even going into whether he threw ice in a college bar. I mean, they, you know, talk about getting utterly absurd. I think it's just been the other. The benefit mm-hmm. of every single doubt has gone her way, not his.
Should the FBI report be made public?
No, not public, because that's sort of against every other rule.
Well, but Hillary Clinton report was made public.
What Hillary Clinton report?
The same kind of report, the investigation the FBI conducted on her that was prior to the 2016 election, it was released to the people of America.
I'm not sure which report you're talking about. I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's the same report into the emails.
And no, that was not a 302 background.
It was a 302 background. It's the same report, well, Quinn. Exact same, the same kind of report, and obviously on different allegations. But it was released to the public, so it would seem.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. I would have no problem with it being released, except insofar as needing to protect the witnesses. If there's a way to protect the witnesses rather than protect Kavanaugh or anything like that, I'm totally for it. I just want to make sure that people like Mark Judge, et cetera, are protected.
All right. Thank you, Quinn Hilliard. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.